Hello and welcome to our podcast. It's Thursday. It's not really. It's Wednesday today.
Almost Thursday.
It's a short week.
Short week.
Like you. Short. Do you like these weeks because it makes you feel special?
To be honest, we went to Liz Watson's 30th on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Not on the rundown, but we did do that.
Not on the rundown, but only...
We actually all hung out this weekend. We're not going to talk about that.
I only thought about it because you're calling me short. I did feel like I was in the land of giants a little bit. There's a lot of height at that party.
So many tall women, weren't they?
And men.
Hustling and bustling.
And men, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of height everywhere, and I was just walking around going...
Even I felt small.
I need a booster seat, huh?
Honestly, you eating from the kids' table. How good were the spring rolls, though?
I like a good
spring roll. You didn't like it when you go, oh, yeah, can get me a spring roll, and I'll come back with one, and then you're like, nah.
You said, do you want one? I said, no, thank you. And then you come back, like, scrunching it in your hand and, like, trying to unwrap your fingers and say, here, did you want it? I was like...
You thought it was a grubby
roll. I already
roll.
Said no, and then now that you've... Every single finger and your full palm have touched it. I might
sweaty palm.
Give it a miss.
Everyone was just like, I can't believe you're grabbing it like that. They're falling apart in my hand. What do you want me to do? There's no place.
There's napkins. They were right there.
See the napkins.
You can put the spring roll in a napkin. If you passed me the spring roll in a napkin, even if I wasn't hungry, I probably would have taken it.
Oh, but just...
But when you unscrunched it like you were trying to like...
Do you reckon that's bad etiquette? Do you reckon people would have saw me do that and gone, this guy's not for real, is he?
I don't know.
Grabbing barehanded spring rolls like that.
Like full hand though.
You had calamari too.
You weren't trying to be... I had everything.
It was good food there. But what I didn't get right, I'm just going to put it out there. Penny Young. Like, it's a good joint. Love it. But when the tab ran out, I was like, yeah, I'll just get a schooner of Stone and Wood. $17.25 for a schooner of beer.
$17.25.
And it was a $2.50 surcharge. So you go, yeah, it's $15. I wasn't even going to pay. I was like, bro.
Why is it $2.50 surcharge?
Because it was Easter. It was Easter weekend. But that's not a public holiday. Is it?
What about maybe that
could
holidays. Maybe that should be something for Hot or Not. Public holiday surcharges.
Yeah. But that was bullshit. We're talking about it here now, so maybe not.
I don't really rate that.
I didn't get it. And then he's looking at me like I'm dumb. And I'm like, bro, beers shouldn't cost this much. I don't want to sound like a tidy, even though I am. But that's bullshit.
$20, you should be able to go and buy a six
pack. Hannah got a vodka juice or whatever, $20. You can't. I wonder what Hamish or whoever paid for the tab
$20.
Do you pay, like, if you're paying for the tab... For the party on a Easter
no
Saturday,
surcharge.
Is there a surcharge?
You shouldn't be putting the surcharge for every drink.
Yeah,
that's harsh.
And I don't know if it was the owner or something, but he was shuffling us in. Did you see that? He was moving us. I was like, bro, this bloke just spent $20,000 here. I feel like I'm just going to stand here.
I'm going to stand here.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Maybe I haven't been out in a while, and I'm like, is this how people
You haven't been out in a while.
But is that the way it works?
I don't know.
What's it like going out now? I don't want to go if that's the experience all the time. Like I felt like. When someone pays for the tab and you got your private thing, that's all good because there's not much interaction.
Yeah.
But as soon as that's over, it's like you're dead to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out now.
It was weird.
What?
I didn't see the end part, so I was...
Yeah,
I was
you were home gone. You were home early, but you had the day
I was
off.
There early.
Yeah, you were there early. You had a couple of drinks.
I was there at least an hour and a half before you got there.
An hour and a half, you reckon?
Easy, yeah.
And you walked in and you said you didn't know anyone.
Yeah, we didn't know anyone.
So you just rocked in and then who's there?
No, Em and I just enjoyed the fact that we were Tilly free and we're like, this is weird. We're out at a venue, things happening, and we got no Matilda, so we just sat and had a drink together.
Yeah.
It was quite
You didn't
nice.
Socialise with the other people yet?
We said hi to everyone at the
old Queen Wave or something, then just
like Craig,
in the back booth.
Like Hamish's parents and that, and said hi to Liz and Mish and that, and then we're just like, all right, we'll just talk to each other. You know, we don't hate each other, we're married.
How funny was when Mishy thought he was going to do the speech?
He had
something prepared and everything, and then it was just like, no, let's get in happy birthdays.
Do you like Easter? As
yeah,
a weekend?
It's better than Christmas, I reckon.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. This week was like first last year Matilda didn't really understand like doing the Easter hunt and stuff. She did it, but
she's a blob. She's
one. She was a little bit less than blobby, but she still it wasn't
she's
like
she's not comprehending, hey, I've spent $5.
Whereas we
on
used
little
this was like, hey, you better do the right thing because Easter Bunny's coming.
So you're using it as
leverage
to get her to do things.
The worst part is it's over now. There's no more leverage, but she just loved it. She loved the egg hunt. It was
better than Christmas?
I reckon she just absolutely... She ate more chocolate than she's ever had in her whole life combined in one day.
Well, because you don't let her eat chocolate every other day of the week, do you? So she's probably hanging for Easter going, this Sunday I'm going to gorge her.
And now she's found where we've like sort of put the big eggs in that and she's snuck a couple. Come back and I'm like, what the fuck? Hey, where'd you get that from?
What eggs did you get? Her Cadbury,
big Cadbury ones,
like the hollow ones.
Yeah,
they're my favorite.
I thought about the small ones. I was like, we should probably just choke on them.
Yeah, it's a lot of chocolate. Oh, I like, it's like the same grams, but it's in like a little ball.
Is it really?
I don't know.
I like the big ones. The big ones just melt.
Yeah. You know what? My gran got me these Humpty Dumpty ones. They're like those Cadbury ones with the hollow ones that you put on the egg hunts, but they got Smarties in them.
Really?
Yeah. And you can just have it all in one go because you can fit it all in your mouth.
How much
did you eat?
How much chocolate did you eat over the weekend?
Oh, not as much as probably everyone thinks, but I did eat a little bit. Like I didn't have any blocks or anything. I've had about 10 eggs.
What about a bunny? Do you
I ate a bunny maybe a week ago because we got pre.
I had a full bunny.
Did you?
One of the big Cadbury ones, full.
When? Sunday.
Sunday or Monday.
Yeah. Do you get the sugar headaches and stuff when you have too much? No. Because your body's used to it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
You used to have Doritos and ice cream for breakfast.
I felt a bit sick afterwards because...
A whole bunny to yourself.
A whole bunny plus a bunch
normally
of eggs.
You stick them up your bum, don't you? Wait for them to melt.
It was a lot. I had way too much in a few days. Feel a bit sick. But now I'm like, well, it's still in the house. I'm just going to eat it until it's gone.
Did anyone get you any chocolate that you don't eat or that you're not really looking forward to eating?
No.
I feel like everyone done well for me too. Not that it's about me, but I feel
you've really put it out there that you don't want anything else.
Oh, I've got a couple of red tulip ball things, which I'll probably eat those ones.
Probably give them away.
No, and the rest is Cadbury. So I'm like, I'm down for that. Cadbury's nice.
It'd be good if you could just like edit your Easter order.
Oh, like people do the gift registries for their wedding. It's like, hey, this is really what I want for Easter.
Well, hey, if you haven't listened already, we had Hamish McKay from Order Editing.
Hamish McKay.
Order Editing on the pod last week. Young punk making moves.
A lot cooler than us.
A lot smarter.
Good-looking dude, smart as. I feel like there has to be some skeletons in his closet because no one can be that perfect.
Very polished, isn't he?
But not in an unauthentic way.
Sponge. He's a sponge. He's a learning sponge.
He just says all the right things. I'm like, dude, yeah. I think you're going to go far.
The executor.
Just stay alive for the next like 30 years and you'll be flying.
You'll be fine, yeah. I feel like I really like when we get to, you've said it a lot, the opportunity to not discover things, but like.
You think you're unearthing some talent. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
It's like Triple J unearthed.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets like...
Hey, here's a platform. No dramas.
He's a young guy. Like, you're putting him alongside some of the other guests that we've had.
You feel good about that?
No, I just feel cool to have the full spectrum of stories, you know? Like,
start of their journey, end of their journey.
I'd love to get him back on in a few years' time and he might not want to talk to us by then, you know?
Oh, I feel like it's not far away now.
He might be the Prime Minister of New Zealand. You never know.
I think in about 6 months, he's living with all these YouTubers and stuff. What is life, you know? I think people can change when a lot of success happens. But it would definitely change for me. I wouldn't talk to anyone.
Success hasn't happened yet.
No, but I feel like I act like it has. Yeah, so I get annoyed. I'm a big diva. I'm the Mount Denis diva, I reckon. I go down here, give it to me like that fuck off.
That's for sure. Hey, you mentioned before we hit record, the stall gift, mate. You're not really a fan of the stall gift?
I just think, who gives a fuck? A little bit.
Really?
In the nicest way. I saw Peter Bowles there. That's good because he's a marquee person. Like, get someone Adidas down there. Someone knows.
Adidas sponsored the 1,000-meter race. So I think he was maybe... obliged by sponsorship to be there.
Yeah. But I just feel like that, at least I know someone there, you know?
I knew a bunch of the runners.
But you're a runner nerd. You like looking at the, not many people like that.
You know why it's an interesting event?
Why?
Because it's the every man event or every woman event.
Yeah.
So if you just did.
Do they have a men and women's race?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For all the categories.
I can't tell you one stall gift winner.
Huh?
Who's a stall gift winner? And what have they done?
Josh Ross, he won it from scratch 2 years
ago. Josh Ross, who's that?
Australian 100-meter champion for like 5 years.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Anyway, what happens is if you did the professional running, everyone gets a handicap. So it's different to track running where everyone starts in a line. Yeah. You know, everyone starts from, if it's 100 meters, everyone runs 100 meters.
Yeah.
In professional running, handicap racing.
You run a bit more if you're better, faster.
Yeah. So you, if
so
you.
So anyone can be a winner.
Anyone can be a winner if
but
you
they
run.
Should push it to the real
like,
extreme.
It's like golf. Yeah. Everyone has a handicap. So if you're if you run better than your handicap, you're a champ.
But then we're going to see some people running the slowest, or not slow, but mediocre runs, and they won, and it's like, it's a bit. It's like, are you the fastest in the world? No,
it's not about being the fastest.
What is it about then?
It's about being the winner. It's like golf.
The winner. That's so shit.
So if you played, someone else in a handicap match of golf beat them in...
But would you say I'm not a better golfer than them?
But I won the competition on the day.
Yeah. That's
for 50 grand.
But I didn't think running's about being the fastest, isn't it? Hey, you're the fastest at that. Well, otherwise, what? Whatever.
Huh?
Just do it for fun then.
That's just a little bit. That's not what professional running is though. It's the same as... That's not why.
Maybe they should change it.
Golf has handicaps. The same way, like everywhere...
Oh, no, but it's more like... I just think runnings are just about being the fastest.
Well, you come out the other day after you're playing your golf and said you won. I won the comp on the day. I did this. I come third. I done whatever. We didn't. You had your hand.
I shot my one of the biggest scores on the course. So but because they gave me a 50. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's how stupid it is.
But you still bragged.
I was taking the piss out of
you. You were still bragging.
It was a take the piss brag to let people know how stupid it is.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
don't you reckon?
I love the stall gift.
What would your handicap be for the stall gift?
I would have used to probably almost been off scratch.
How many people off scratch do they have in a race?
One.
So they have all different abilities in it.
Yeah. In a race. So you might have someone that might be off 15 metres. No, so someone have a 15-metre head start against someone against scratch.
That's a joke race then, isn't it? It ends up becoming a joke.
Because your handicap's based on the times you submit throughout the thing. So you can't really...
So anyone can just submit. And do they lucky dip him who goes in the thing then?
It's a draw. It's a draw. It's like seeding.
Oh, so you know what I seen this morning on the TikTok? What? They were going through conscriptions and people bought... Oh, it's like an old video of when people going to war or whatever. All these birthdays and they're going through.
Imagine being
like 19 going, fuck. Because like my birthday comes up,
it's pretty close to that. Don't worry about that.
You reckon? I'm going to change my name.
We don't have enough. We don't have enough people to do it. But who knows?
I don't know.
Anyway,
let's talk about
sport instead of the army. Well, AFL postponed.
Mm.
Store was underwater. That was why we were talking about it. But AFL lightning delay.
I think they were just chill out, umpires. A little bit of lightning. It's not.
You don't want someone to die on TV, do you?
What are the odds of that, you know? But things like that make stuff memorable. So I'm sure Tom Hawkins playing his 350s was like, hey, remember when we had rain delay? Yeah.
They handballed in that extra goal.
Oh, there's a few that were handballed. He even got handballed phones from our boy Wurtho. As soon as I saw that on TV, I was like, is that Wurtho giving him a phone? I was like, I told Tars, I'm like, he can't do that. Even though it's innocent, it's like people just think it's something that it's not. But you wouldn't know, would you?
So no fine?
I don't think so. I think they got a warning. I think he would have been the most apologetic.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, if we get fined, take it out of my way. You know, he's that type of guy, I reckon. But he's doing some good things and I feel like common sense prevailed there, surely. Did you see it live or just later?
Well, I saw them talk about it.
Yeah. Did they talk about it afterwards?
They talked about it during the thing.
Did they? I didn't hear it.
While I was watching it. Oh, otherwise, I wouldn't have...
Never heard.
I was waiting. I was like, what? I didn't realize what was happening at the start.
Mm.
I was like, why isn't the next quarter started?
Yeah.
It's taken ages.
I'm ready for the news.
I've come back. I was cooking dinner. I come back. I was like, have I missed anything?
Yeah.
It hasn't started. What's happening?
Yeah, it was crazy.
We didn't get as much rain down this way as what they got in Melbourne.
No, I feel like it poured down in Melbourne. But
it did rain a lot.
Hmm?
It did rain a lot. But I feel like that was one of those moments.
We need it.
Like footy and sports media. It's like people... just love stories. You know, you had one of the things you wanted to talk about today was like negative and offended content.
Yeah. So I'm just saying things like, I was just like, what can we talk about? And it's like, shit, that pisses me off. And I know I'm talking about negative stuff and not being negative, but man, I'm looking at LinkedIn and I feel like people look for holes and they're like, yeah, they're like bringing it into their future because that's all they can think about. And they're doing it for content. And I just think,
do you reckon they're walking,
shut the fuck up. I don't think it's dangerous.
They're walking around in their life waiting for someone to almost offend them.
Yeah. So they can I find offensive out of this and turn it into content? That's what I'm...
So I can write a story.
It is. Yeah. It is. I just feel like people are weird. I just think, what are your motivations? Like for attention, people do anything for attention. And I feel like professional victims and always seeing things from the negative light to spin stories and engagement. I just think it's a rank way of doing things. Every now and then, yeah, you can be offended by things, but... no one cares about your problems. They've all got enough of their own. So why do you have to keep whinging?
People galvanize behind
problems. I know.
They might think that other people are experiencing the same
problems. I know.
But what you're
saying...
you're
always calling technical support. Oh, just shut the fuck up.
You're saying, is it worth trying to galvanize over these small little issues all the
time? Your life becomes this fucking... I wouldn't want to hang out with you.
Hard done by.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get this. I didn't get that. Whatever, man.
Then again, you did start the episode by talking about you didn't want to pay $17 for a beer. Small issues offended.
You know when I know when I'm in a good mindset, when I'm in sitting in the car or driving and I'm just cruising with people cutting into the lane or I'm not like in a rush to go anywhere. I feel like that's when I'm in a good headspace. When I'm constantly pissed off by anyone just even looking at me, I'm like, what am I doing?
You do sit,
I'm very self-aware.
You do sit in the right lane.
No, not anymore. I used to. No. I don't do that anymore. But that used to pitch. Was that an ick for you?
Oh, I just wanted to put my
on
head
on the
down.
Surf Coast Highway. I'm cruising. When I first started driving your ass around, 90, I was picking you up.
You were driving 95 k's an hour on the fast lane.
No, I was going exactly the speed limit in the right lane. And I was like, oh, driving's easy because you can just cruise in the right lane, and then you're like, nah, bro, you can't.
People are giving you the finger.
The finger on the way to work, and you're just sitting in the passenger seat going.
Because they're looking at me when they drive past. I'm like, I'm not.
you're like getting held hostage. You got your arm out the window. I'm like, fuck, I just didn't know. But don't you reckon? Like, I feel like you're pretty cruisy sometimes driving.
I think of my dad. I'm happy to sit in the middle lane or the left lane now.
And just cruise.
Doesn't matter.
Do you reckon becoming a parent's made you more chill like that?
Leave enough time. Be organised.
Do you reckon becoming a parent's made you more chill like that, where you're just like, I don't need to.
Yeah, because you have to be like,
I'm going to be 30 seconds here early. Who cares?
You know? Usually, like, it's such a hard thing getting organised, especially when Matilda's a bit younger, like getting her ready to go.
Yeah.
We're going on an outing.
Even turning corners
and stuff. We need to plan and prepare. Let's just leave enough time that we can, if anything goes wrong, we got a bit of buffer.
And you'd rather be early than stay late somewhere, wouldn't you? Hey, I've got there.
I got here early. I'm allowed to leave.
Yeah. What about turning corners and stuff? Are you more chill?
Yeah, she's in a car seat, mate. You don't fucking fang it.
I feel like that's even safer. I feel like you can fang when they're in a car seat. They fucking all boost it up.
Nah, their little neck doesn't really work that well.
Just give her a neck brace.
Another headline that took our fancy was Germany has legalized possession of small amounts of cannabis, but the buzz may not last. This is from Nine
That's
News.
That's good.
Marijuana campaigners in Germany lit celebratory joints on Monday as the country liberalized rules on cannabis to allow possession of small amounts. The new law legalizes possession by adults of up to 25 grams of marijuana for recreational purposes and allows individuals to grow up to 3 plants on their own. The German Cannabis Association, which campaigned for the new law, staged a smoke-in at Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate when the law took effect at midnight. Other public consumption events were scheduled throughout the country, including one in front of the Cologne Cathedral and others in Hamburg and Dortmund. What are your thoughts? So is this Thailand happened, but they rolled it back. Canada's already happening. US is sort of semi there. Germany's gone ahead. I feel like Germany, don't they already have pills and stuff? You can do all things over there. I thought they were a bit more
progressive.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it hasn't happened already.
Yeah. I just think, is it just a country thing now? Maybe there was a few states and stuff there that could.
German residents aged 18 and older will be allowed to join non-profit cannabis clubs with a maximum 500 members each starting July 1 and will be allowed to buy up to 25 grams per day. Or a maximum 50 grams per month.
Oh.
The club's costs will be covered by membership fees, which will be staggered according to how much marijuana is members.
Yeah, because they can regulate it. They know how to make some money off it. So they're like, of course, smoke up, guys.
Legislation will also call for amnesty under which sentences for cannabis-related offences will no longer be illegal, are to be reviewed and in many cases reversed. Regional authorities worry that the judicial system will be overburdened by thousands of cases.
Yeah, that's Australia's just waiting for ways that they can monetize it so that they can make a buck out of it. And then they'll be, oh, it's so healthy. It's so this. Don't worry about it.
I just think they're waiting for other people to work through the issues like that.
Yeah.
Not just, yes.
Because we are like that, Australia. We wait.
Yes,
don't
we? Yes, the taxation part, but also just like, hey, how are we going to deal with the rollout? You know, I need 25 cases of other people in other countries doing it so I can just leverage
where are
all the
smart people in cannabis. Where are they?
I need all the consultants to come in and just pull out all the case studies and make a few recommendations. Yeah, pull out a few recommendations. Yeah. No execution, though.
Well, that's what we know for a fact that, like, especially Victoria, I think we're the state here that's like about it the most. Yeah. Under the wraps, they've got so much going on. So I feel like when it does actually happen, I feel like where we are now is probably the best state for it.
Need a bit of order editing software. Oh. It'd be good to be able to, hey, make a few orders and then get a bit of, hey, Mitch McCoy, where are you, mate? Change up your orders.
I just think it's exciting times and I think they'll change the driving law and it'll be way better.
Anyway.
The Rip Curl Pro, is that done?
Nah, finals haven't happened yet. They're waiting.
What are they waiting for?
I honestly think they should have run it in the days that it was
all right.
It was a nice day a few days ago. It was beautiful weather.
People were on holidays.
People were on holidays. It was Easter weekend.
Who's like, the commissioner? Who's making the decision?
They're going to run it this week on like a Thursday, maybe even tomorrow or Friday, and it's going to be windy, cold.
Is it because they have to? Because it's ending the window?
Yeah, the window is finished. But
when does the window finish?
Friday. So they have to run it the next few days, and it's not looking good.
And Kelly's out.
He's out. Yeah, he lost.
Who's still in? Anyone that we like?
Ethan Ewing. He's all right. But no one that you'd be like, oh, I'm desperate to drive down to Bells to go watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they just like the bit of the it's third just, draw nah, type of
You know
of
what
center?
It is? It's like watching the footy when young players come through and you don't know who they are anymore.
Yeah.
It's just next people coming through.
And you, well, you've lost a bit of care factor, you reckon?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes. Have you? Happens. Yeah, because
like, I know you love surfing and that. So you just.
I still like it, but it's hard when all the people that you've followed for a decade aren't just really. Don't. They're not really on the tour anymore.
What, Toledo's not even on there?
Yeah, he's taking a break.
Gabriel Medina?
He's still there. Is he? He lost.
Is he no good now?
No, he's still good.
Ace Bucken? Still rolling?
Ace Bucken. That's no? funny.
Who's the other guy? He has the long hair and he's on the tradie ads. Matt Wilkinson.
Oh, no, he's long gone.
Is he?
Yeah.
Owen Wright? He's done.
Done.
I sat next to him on a plane once.
There you go.
Yeah. He's a good-looking rooster.
Well, Easter's been buzzing down. A lot of people down here this way, but school holidays, a bit sleepy, feel like the end of the nice weather. It's raining now.
Daylight savings ending soon, so we've got to play more golf before it ends. Yeah, I've made a promise to myself.
I'm not sure if you've got any more time left to play any more golf.
Nah, I can do 36. We said we could do 36 in a day, couldn't we?
Just need a full day.
How's your knee feeling?
Sore as.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Speaking of negative, just bring that up again.
I don't want to bring it up. You asked me.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, enjoy your day. See you next tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Hold on up.